8-0. That's a major decision. Stalemate is called now. So then can ride them out and pick up a team point.
It's another big team point.
Well, for sure.
Then jumps over onto the right side this time. Nelson hits a pretty nice stand-up, but Ben throws a leg in, 10 seconds to go, just riding, hanging on for dear life, basically. He does have a half Nelson in the far wrist trap, so he's sitting in a pretty good spot right here. That's going to do it.
So a four-point decision that picks up another team point. That makes it 21-11 in favor of Team United. We'll take this break and we'll be back at the 152-pound weight class after this.
Farmers at heart, at Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana, and today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
Back here at Dawson Boyd at 152 pounds. We have
Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated of Cambie in Glenette.
For Holt and Hanson for New London.
Yep. 52 seconds.
We did not catch the United wrestler's name, so. But anyway, that makes the score
25-17.
17. So, Ryland, Plumley, Champagne for New London and Cameron for us. Cameron shoots in on a nice single, slides around the corner, picks him up, brings him down for the takedown. He's got a far wrist trap in an arm bar. Now he switches from the wrist to a half.
Cameron's got 29 victories on the season and is over the 175 career wins. Hopefully he can get to that 200 mark. Same thing with Ben Gunnlaugsson.
Yeah.
He's over 175 as well.
Cameron tries a little roll through and tilt over on Champagne, but Champagne just kicks his legs through it. Down to 45 seconds here, first period. Cameron leading 3-0. Doing a good job of just keeping Champagne pinned to the mat. He hasn't been able to get to his feet at all. Weaving a arm bar in on the left side, but official stops it for a stalemate. Champagne gets set. Cameron gets on the right side. Right off the whistle, picks an ankle, then jumps across. Riding on the left side, no. Chops Champagne down. Champagne tries a little short sit. Cameron tries a tilt. Gets Champagne brought over, but I don't know if he got any counts. Not enough.
10 seconds left.
Well, Cameron jumps up into a stiff crossface and tries to bring Champagne over for a quick turn at the end, but looks like this is the way the first period's going to end. 3-0. Favor Cameron. If he has Cameron's choice, he's going to defer. Champagne chooses down.
And he's going to let him go. So on their feet, 3-1 right now.
Champagne tries a little kind of a half shot there. Cameron blocks that off. Tries to dig in on an underhook. Both guys in a head tie here. Cameron slaps Champagne down, just kind of a cuff in the back of the head, gets a takedown and lets him go immediately.
Well, then he puts him on his, gets a takedown again, puts him on his back.
Well, this is taking a lot of time to settle into this. Probably wants to get his legs freed up a little bit here so he can adjust the weight, but he's applying a lot of pressure to Champagne here.
He's a little bit high.
Yeah.
Now,
scoop that arm.
Well, he tried to go and got the fall.
No. Just 4 point. 4 point near.
Okay. Went a little bit too fast on that.
Well, he had him pretty flat there, but credit to Champagne. Oh, and that, now Cameron just rolls him over again, and this is really nice. There's all.
At 3 minutes and 18 seconds. Making the score now 31-17. Going into the 172-pound weight class. Caleb Nelson at 172 pounds for New London. And Bentley Bossom for Team United. This will be a big match, too. I think both wrestled against each other last year. I think Nelson won over Bentley Bossom.
Got the first takedown here. Now he's got a leg hook ripping on one of Bentley's arms, but Bentley just about had him rocked over the top. Just couldn't quite kick free there. Nelson got Bentley on a leg ride, just a little tilt on the inside. This is not a pinhold because Bentley has his elbow up on top of Nelson. Now Nelson adjusts a little bit. Bentley gets back to his base.
And he gets a 4 point air fall, leading now 7-0 with 50 seconds left in the first period.
Oh, he rips Bentley's arm up over the top, and now he's got him. There's the fall.
And the guillotine. Well, at 1 minute and 16 seconds, making the score then. Team United 31 and New London Spicer 23. That's all the last year between those two ended up too. So we're out at 189.
Luke Henning.
And Brian Lodi. Getting in on Rhodey's legs, he's trying to kick it out of there. And he gets a takedown. Now he picks up, and Rhodey breaks free. So 3-1 right now. They did not wrestle each other last year. And once again, we don't have the grades for the New London wrestlers. So 3-1 right now. This is a big match too. With two matches to go after this one.
Huge match. Everyone's big right here.
Oh yeah.
If I remember right, their heavyweight is one big dude, so even if Gabe goes up there, he's been going to be giving up quite a bit of weight.
Yeah.
Underneath Brian there, but Brian did a nice sprawl. Brian is so long.
Yeah. He's coming around.
Coming around the corner, and he's got an arm scoop too, and it slips off. Now he's still working it. He's got time. He's got 26 seconds to go, and he's got Hennig on his back. This would be huge. He's just got to sink into this. There's a fall.
That's 43 seconds. One minute and 43 seconds. Oh, that was a big one.
Puts us over the top. Wow. That's where Rhodey is dangerous with those long arms. Yep. He can create so much leverage there. Now they're going to let Lowry go to 215. Gerkey.
Matthew Gerkey. And Gabe Lowry and Matthew Gerkey. Gabe's a senior, having a good year for himself. And he switches between, he shot in for the single, and then and Gerkey just kind of
got a little off balance under there and was starting to make a corner, and Gerkey just kind of reached back and whipped him by. But neither guy got anything out of it, so nothing hurt. Probably one of the first guys that Gabe has wrestled this year that he's not either outweighed by quite a bit or a whole bunch taller.
Turkey's put together pretty good,
mm-hmm.
too.
Both thick kids.
Turkey's are Lowry having a pretty good year, and he's wrestling with a lot of confidence.
Both guys just doing a little head fighting here. 45 seconds to go on first grid. Gabe steps in on an underhook. Gerkey kind of backs off. No, he drops down underneath into like a fireman's carry, but Gabe blocks that off, and both guys back to the middle. Yeah. Gabe tries a little single underneath there again. Dean seconds to go here, first period.
For Gabe's sake, if he wants to try that single, get him over towards the side of the edge of the mat and then take it. If he doesn't get it, then keep your legs going and go out of bounds.
Yep, it's out of bounds. It's going to be Gerkey's choice. He's going to choose down.
No score. Team United is over the top of on the team score, but
you go out of bounds.
They're going to win the match, but you don't know how much because they're forfeiting heavyweight. On completion of the match, will the Neon Needles, Subway,
Gerkey just kept working and working and working and finally got loose enough where Gabe just kind of let him go.
Yep.
Back to their feet. Gabe just about got him on a good takedown there when he had him up bouncing around, but wasn't able to secure it. Both guys just doing a little hand fighting here, underhooking. Here, you're not going to see the action out of these big guys like you do out of the 145-pounder.
No.
One minute to go here, second period, just 1-0. Gerkey tries a head snap on Gabe. Didn't work. Gerkey's doing that. Gabe's got to just step in and take a leg. Now he's got an underhook with the right arm trying to jack Gerkey up. Gerkey rips his arm out of there.
Thirty seconds left in the second period. Still just 1-0, Gerkey. And Gerkey tried to sweeping ankle, but Lowry kept that, put that leg back, and there he shoots. He shoots in, then he didn't finish it.
Should have just kept the feet rolling there. He was in pretty good. Had both knees cupped.
Yep.
Well, that's a confidence builder for the third period, maybe.
Right.
Going to be Gabe's choice. He's going to choose down. Get away, tie it up, and take him down.
There you go.
It's simple.
Easier said than done.
Right. It sure is. Gabe tries a little short sit out and then tries to kind of scoop the hand and roll, but Gerke was ready for that. He's not going to fall for that game. Stands up, peels his hands away, and gets the escape.
Tie it up.
Gabe's made a couple pretty decent shots. He's just got to get them finished.
Yeah, finish it out.
Gerke really hasn't even really tried a shot, I don't think. He's kind of ripping and tearing ahead there. Gabe kind of tried to do a little duck under, but Gerke was strong enough to block that there. He does another little knee slide. Okay, he's just kind of head fighting here.
Gerke wrestled Noah Meyer last year and won 3-2. So Gabe Lowry certainly in this match, which he's showing, 1-0. We're under a minute here left in the match. In regulation, could go overtime.
Let's hope not. Let's hope Gabe slips in a shot here. Oh, there.
Oh, finish it. Finish it. Finish it. Yeah.
Driving through. Driving through. Oh, man. Gerke had that overhook on his head, and he just couldn't shake that to get him around. If he would have had a half on there, he'd probably take him right to his back.
Yeah.
But he couldn't reach it. So we're going to probably be some overtime here, 1-1.
10 seconds.
Then we'll see who's tired and sweaty.
Yeah.
Oh, Gerke shoots in right at the end, but that's going to do it. We're going to go overtime. Both guys start on their feet. It's like a normal match. These guys are getting tired by now.
Yeah, they are.
It's who's going to make the mistake, not the one who makes really the right move.
Probably getting a little slippery, too.
Oh, I bet they are. Fun match.
It is.
Been some back and forth, but no points scored. Gabe's had a couple opportunities. Tried a nice little shot underneath there. If nothing else, he should gain a warning for stalling, because Gerke really has done nothing.
Right.
Gabe's at least tempted some shots. Now he digs in on underhook. Gerke shoots in on a, tries to get a fireman's carry. Gabe's got him down underneath him.
Go around. Oh.
Gabe shoots underneath again. Gerke catches him and puts
Gabe on his back, and that's going to do it. So 4-1 in overtime. That makes the score Team United 37 and New London Spicer 26. And New London Spicer will win at heavyweight by forfeit. So the final score will be
Garrett Lenstra. Well, they didn't put out Garrett Lenstra either, so.
Yeah. 37-32, Team United. With that, we'll take the break. We'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game report. And then we'll take a break before the last match is done. They're going to have Parents Night or Senior Night here at Dawson Boyd High School, and also elementary wrestling with the varsity wrestlers from Team United refereeing the matches there for that. We don't know how long that's going to take, but keep that dial tuned with U92, and we'll do that last match with Mineola. Mineola won that match with Worthington, I think it was 57 to 4.
Yeah.
They really won one side of Mineola right now is ranked number 4 in Class A with 5 individual wrestlers ranked pretty high as well. We'll be back with the Dion Needles after this.
Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Camby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Back here at the Dawson Boyd, Dick Newman along with Danny Lee with the Neon Needles post-match show at 107 pounds. Colin Rosendahl wins by a fall at the 519 mark over Jesus Ruiz Alvarez, putting Team United ahead 6-0.
At 114, Griffin Johnson went out against Carter Olson. Ended up catching him, putting him on his back, and pinning him at the 108 mark, putting Team United up 12-0.
Then at 121, Eli Olson won by forfeit, making the score then 18-0.
127, Braden Jaden went out against tough Kellen Hansen, got put on his back right away, got pinned at the 52-second mark, and that put New London Spicer on the board, United leading 18-6.
And at 133, Gavin Mortensen with a nice victory over a nice wrestler for New London Spicer, Andrew Sando, and won that match 9-7, held on at the end. Sando almost had a takedown, but he prevented it from happening and made the score then 26 United and 6 for New London Spicer.
At 1:39, Tyler Parrish and ended up getting tech balled at the 3:50 mark, making the team score Team United 21, New London Spicer 11.
At 1:45, Ben Gunlickson won a nice major decision over
Jeremiah Nelson.
Jeremiah Nelson, and picked up Charlie Parrish, saved a point, team point, and then picked up an extra point, and that turned out to be really big. So team score after then at 1:45 was 25-11 at that point.
At 1:52, we did not catch who Team United put out. It was Loudoun, but Holton Hansen ended up getting the fall at the 52-second mark, making the score then Team United 25, New London Spicer 17.
And Cameron Saffer picked up the fall at 3:18 over Ryan Plumley Champaign, and putting Team United ahead 31-17.
Then at 1:72, Bentley Boffin went out against Caleb Nelson, tough kid. Got caught, put on his back, and got pinned at the 1:16 mark, making the score Team United 31, New London Spicer 23.
Then at 1:89, Ryan Rohde went out and picked up a nice fall. Used his leverage over Luke Hannon's, putting Team United over the top. At that point,
23. 2:15, Gabe Lowry went out against Matt Gerke. Exciting match. Got caught at the end, like we said, sooner or later than big guys get tired. Got taken down at the end and then lost the overtime match by 4-1. So that made the score Team United 37, New London Spicer 26.
Team United forfeited at 285, and the final score then ended up 37-32. So your Neon Needles performer of the match would be Ryan Rohde with that nice for him.
Well,
it was huge. It was really huge. And then, like I said, Charlie Parrish and Ben Gunlickson saved a team point and got an extra team point, and that's what you need in a post match like that.
Oh, yeah.
Going in, we knew it would be a tough match and a very, very important for seeding purposes for the section, both team and individual-wise. So, yeah. So your Neon Needles performer of the match was Brian Rohde, and then move of the match was that pin by Colin Rosendahl at the very first match.
That was big.
So it was. So we're going to take a break. Right now they have some exhibition matches going on. We're going to have senior night, and the parents, seniors will be recognized and then have some elementary wrestling. So keep that dial tuned to 292, and we'll just keep here, turn it back to the studio, and probably play some music, and we'll just keep contact with us. When we're ready to go again, we'll have that match with Mineota. Back to you, Bill.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles post-game show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo, and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Windable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Oh, welcome back to Dawson Boyd. Well, we had a nice program there of recognizing the seniors for Team United, both naming their parents and what their plans are for next year. And most of them are doing some type of education, either in the trade community college or 4 years of college. And doing a great job on the math and doing a great job on the classroom as well. So, Colin Rosendahl will be wrestling 107 pounds against fifth-rated Aiden Danielson, a junior from Minnesota. And finally, Minnesota is wearing a gold uniform, so both opponents for against New London Spicer and Worthington wore a dark uniform. Hard to distinguish if it was United or New London or Worthington. So Danielson got a takedown right away and let Colin Rosendahl go, and then picked him, got another takedown, got him down on his belly working for the far side cradle.
He's got that far elbow wrapped around Colin's chin there, but Colin was able to peel that out of there and get a fresh start. Yep. The Lego throws in an arm bar.
6-1 right now. Colin just a ninth grader. Well, now
he's doing a nice job of fighting this, but
yeah,
it's all tough.
119. Minnesota takes the lead, 6-0. They are fourth ranked in Class A, and they have five wrestlers on their team, including the one that just wrestled, Aiden Danielson, a junior, ranked fifth in Class A.
Griffin Johnson wrestled the other Danielson, Hunter.
Hunter Danielson is a senior. his brother that at 107, a junior. Hunter in there at first, but Griffin doing a good job against
tried to toss him, but Hunter Danielson blocked that. Now he's got Griffin on his back. Griffin doing a great job of fighting his way off that.
There's a nice there against the senior.
They're really making him work to get that near fall. Now he gets him turned over. 1:10 to go here in the first period. There's the ball.
That's 56 seconds. So Mineola takes a quick 12-0 lead thanks to the pins by the Danielson brothers. Eli Olson will come out, I believe, at 121.
Landon Poland.
Landon Poland, a sophomore for Mineola. Eli got poked in the eye or something. So. Okay, now we're ready to go again.
Oh, Eli makes a nice shot from a long ways away. Poland tries to kind of sit through this, trying to come around the corner. Eli does the same thing, hops over the top, and gets the takedown.
Gets the takedown, yep.
Good scramble. This could be one of those matches like two cats.
Yeah.
These kids are so quick and just have such great balance.
I don't know what Poland's weight was, but Eli's wrestling up a weight.
Right.
Both are tall. Eli's a tall 114-pounder. He's also a tall 121-pounder.
He's a big 114-pounder.
Yeah.
Off the whistle, Eli's working some hand control, and Poland tries to stand up. Now Eli grabs that inside elbow and brings him back down to the mat, trying to dig in an arm bar here. Throws in a cross face. Poland stands up. Eli's trying to lock in the cradle. He doesn't quite have it locked in, and then Poland reaches back around.
They go off.
They roll off edge of the mat. A lot of action here. 1 minute and 9 seconds gone. Off the whistle. Poland tries to stand up. Eli grabs that wrist, brings him right back down to it, throws an armbar in. Trying to get the near side wrist tucked. Now he throws in a half Nelson on Poland. Got him broke down flat. Mineola's tough to turn. They work on that. Well, we've talked about this before, like the old Canby days. Them guys just didn't go to their back.
Mineola's head coach, Matt Mervick, assisted Matt Pricey, Chris Spear, Drew Bowman, Brock Pricey, Cedric Williams, Hunter Fatfoss, Lucas Don, and Luke Peterson. So each wrestler has a coach.
Yeah. Well, this is going to end the first period, so Eli's going to take a 3-0 lead in the second period, and it is
Choice goals 2.
Landon, he's going to...
Mineola.
He defers.
And Eli chooses down.
3-0.
Landon riding from the right side. Oh, Eli, nice whistle.
Great whistle.
Does a quick switch. He got forward on his head or on his back.
He's going to get four here. I couldn't see if he was 3 or 4.
No.
Well, he gets a reversal, and then a... 3-point near fall, I believe. 4-point near fall.
Yeah.
What a whistle by Eli there. Wow, he just blew out of there. Open up a nice lead.
I think Eli just you know, he, in the first match against Worthington, he just kind of, he wrestled an eighth grader, and we were impressed by him, but I think Eli was just doing...
Saving a little energy.
Yeah, saving some energy, for sure.
Ooh, this is going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
Jumps on the right side of Poland. Poland tries to switch, and Eli just brings him right back around. Poland stands up to his feet. Eli just shucks him back. Everything that Poland's trying to do, Eli's doing a great job of countering. Like, let me go.
Ooh, 45 seconds.
Eli kind of pulling right back on top of him. That wasn't probably what he wanted to do, but comes out of it pretty good. Good scramble.
Yep.
These guys are so good at those scrambles. Now he's got a little high. Poland scooped that one knee up with his elbow, but Eli's got his weight back now a little bit again, so he's in pretty good shape.
25 seconds left in the first period. 9-0. Eli Olson.
Eli just hanging on for dear life here. 10 seconds to go.
No stalemate. Well, 8 seconds. So if he can just prevent Poland from getting a quick escape. It would be his choice, I think, for the second period. Poland trying to switch. Did he get it? No.
Going to get one, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Had to give him something out of that.
Yeah.
So they just call that escape. There was no escape, but he was just so close to getting that reversal that the official awards him 1 point at least. So 9-1 going into the third period.
Okay. They start on their feet.
Yeah, it was Poland's choice, or he deferred, so it was his choice, so they go neutral. Poland steps in on an underhook on Eli here. Eli's just keeping that head down low. Stalemate call, back to the middle.
A lot of respect for each other.
I was just thinking the same thing. Neither guy really wants to do any major shooting here. Now Poland shoots in on a nice takedown. Got Eli kind of rocked back to his butt, and he's going to get the takedown.
Yep. So it makes it 9-4.
1 minute to go. I would have thought he would have cut Eli loose right away, but he's trying to ride him, and Eli tries, kind of gets him rocked over to the top, but
got a deep waist in there, and that's hard. And doing a good job. Tried to take him over, but
a suicide roll there, and Eli just blocked that. So 20 seconds to go here, third period. Eli's just got to stay busy. Doesn't have to really do anything, but just keeps crawling around, and now the official is going to warn him for stalling. But 9-4.
So puts Team United on the board for the first time, trailing now after three weight classes, 12-3. With that, we'll take a break. We'll be back with the 127-pound weight class after this. It's Gavin out.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Quinton Anderson for Mineota Jr. against Gavin Mortensen Jr. at weight class. Gavin leading 6-1 with 50 seconds left in the first period.
Yeah, he's had a couple really nice takedowns, and then now he lets Anderson go again. So the only points that Anderson has scored is escapes, and now Gavin gets in and probably took 3-4 seconds to get that takedown.
Yeah. 39 seconds left in the first period on their feet.
9-2 in favor of Gavin here. He's been putting on a clinic on his feet. Anderson's kind of backing away. It makes it tough to shoot on people, but he does. He
tries to go around, and he does. Turns the corner and gets the takedown.
12-3. 10 seconds to go here in the first period. He'll probably just ride him out. Keep him down there. That's the way the period's going to end.
Yep. It'll be his choice.
Yep.
Looks like the coaches and decides to go on his feet. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a pretty easy decision.
Yeah. Oh, he was so quick.
Donnie. We've talked about this before. You know, he's quite a bit shorter than most of his opponents, which makes it so much easier for him to get in underneath people. And he's so powerful underneath there that they can't stop it.
Yeah. He's ranked in the state at 133, and he has made 27 a couple of times. Probably where he's going to go at section time, tournament time. Nice single leg takedown again. And let some go. So it's 15-4 right now. Whoa! And he gets another one.
Yeah, Anderson just about caught him in a headlock there. And, but Eli just powered through that and then ends up getting the takedown himself. So
he's in there on a double leg takedown.
Got his head trapped in the middle where he pops it out. Steps across, that should be 3.
So 18-5.
Do it one more time.
Oh, got the check fall, I guess.
Maybe gave him a couple near fall on that or something.
Yeah.
We'll call that.
So
20-5. I didn't catch the time, but second period, something probably halfway through it.
So it should be 12-8.
You got
Blake Mead.
Braden Chaden.
Oh. Mead gets a head and arm throw right away on Braden, and it's got him on his back and he's going to get 4 near fall.
But then he kicks out of it and just about puts
Mead
on his back.
They got Braden with the takedown.
Holding the knee or holding the ankle? He's got knee braces on. Yeah, I'm not sure how they scored that. Unless they didn't award any points when Braden was on the mat, and then Braden rolled him over and put him on his back. So, but I thought that's when they stopped it. So, let's see if that's right here. Braden's been wrestling top.
Yeah. Well, he's a senior, is he?
11th grader.
Oh, junior also. Okay, good.
He's gaining some valuable experience here.
Well, look who he practices with.
Right.
You know, we yeah. talk about that all the time. You're as good as your practice partners.
Well, they are not changing the score, so I'm guessing the Mineola kid did not get anything. Braden got a three-point takedown and three-point near fall. Because it was a great scramble.
Me trying to stand up, and Braden's still hanging on to a leg.
Kind of got it wrapped underneath him here. You're going to give him a two-point reversal.
Yep, 6-2.
And potentially dangerous.
So yep.
Official stops it, and we get a fresh start in the middle.
Braden needs a good whistle.
Yeah. Meat is very, I was just going to say, meat is very long. You got to be careful with that cradle. You could see he was just stalking it. This is a really good cradle, but obviously his inside shoulder's up a little bit. So that's the worst thing you can do is start rocking because it's just going to get tighter and tighter.
Yeah.
There's the fall.
120. Give Mineola 6 more points, 18-8 at this point.
39.
And maybe we can find out who this is now. Ivor Henrich against two-ranked Adam Dovomik. I'm sure his dad, Tim, is here. He's helped us broadcast over the years. Adam doing a nice job. Got a takedown. Let Ivan Henrich go. He goes down with an ankle sweep and gets another takedown. Oh, doesn't have it. Now he got in there. So 6-1 right now. That's 6 points in 20 seconds.
Got that deep cross ace on there, just putting a lot of pressure on Ivor, trying to get that inside hip turn, and there he gets it. I don't know if he got enough counts on that, but now he's getting them. Now, nowadays, you can't stop on the edge of the mat because you can still get pinned laying outside the mountain as long as the feet are in support points.
Yep. There's the fall. At 1 minute and 14 seconds. Another 6 points for Mineola leading now 24-8. Got Ben Gumlickson coming out.
Owen Mervin.
Ben Gumlickson at 45.
This society. He's got the honeymooner hooked up. There's the ball.
In 25 seconds, 14 points for Team United, 24 for Mineola. Pushing 200 wins in his career and is ranked, I think, number two at 145 in double A. Here's Cameron Sasser.
I did not get.
I heard a Colton.
We'll go.
Yeah, Quilt Colton Bitker, a ninth grader. Still no points in there, Cameron. Just taking his time.
Nappy knows he's a freshman. He'll just get some map time in here.
Yep.
Shoots in on a single, got Bitker up in the air, flips him over. Bitker just hanging onto that ankle back there. Hammer's got to slip through that real quick. Bitker switches around, goes into a single himself. Got Cameron hopping around on 1 foot here. Takes him down on the edge of the mat. No points awarded yet. That was that kid's only a freshman?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
We got Cameron right out on the edge of the mat. Cameron's hanging onto that wizard just barely. Every time Fisker brings him into the center or toward inside the circle, Cameron reaches down and Fisker finally gets the fist up.
And right away, Cam trying to come around. Fisker's still got a leg.
There, he just powered him over there, got a reversal.
Okay, so 3-2 in favor of Bitker. As 5 seconds left in the first period.
Cameron is probably not happy about that.
Yep. Cam is ranked in the States. He's pushing 200 wins as well. Bitker defers, and Cam chooses neutral. Starts the second period. Trailing 3-2.
Well, Victor was obviously very strong because he went down and took Cameron's leg, and he pretty much controlled that for the rest of that period.
Right.
A couple times Cameron almost kicked out of that, but Victor was able to pull it back. Both guys just head fighting center of the mat here. 1:15 to go here, second period. Cameron shoots through, snags a high single, got Bitker up. Now he drops to a double. Bitker gets out of that. Cameron slides to a body lock and brings him down to the mat.
Here we go. So he's ahead now 5-3 with 55 seconds left in the second period.
Cameron's in a hard crossface there as soon as he got Bitker down on the mat. Bitker kind of put his elbows up and Cameron tried to go for it. Now Cameron rips an arm back, trying to get it up on Bitker's back in an arm bar. Bitker blocks that. Warning on Bitker for stalling.
25 seconds left in the second period.
Kind of sitting there on his belly, countering everything Cameron's doing, not letting him do anything. I'm sure that was what he was told to do.
Yeah.
Don't go to your back.
Short time left. There's the end of the second period with Cameron leading 5-3. Minnesota leading the team score by 10, 24-14.
Cameron's choice.
And he's going to choose down. Good riding from the right side. Cameron trying to get up on his feet.
Have a power stand up there, just all. Bitker drops down to a high single. Cameron kicks out of that and gets 6-8.
Okay. 6-3. We're in the third period. Oh, nice single leg and went around. Got the takedown. Let him go right away. So 9-4. Trying to get a major or more. If he can. Bitker's doing a real nice job.
He does have a warning for stalling, though, when Cameron first took him down. He just kind of sat there blocking, and so he's got to keep moving. Cameron can push and take advantage of all beautiful ankle pick there.
Yeah, this is so. They go off the mat.
Cameron will probably say there's about 400 feet.
12 to 5. Ooh. Tried about five different takedowns here.
What grade is that, Bitchman?
Ninth?
Yeah, boy, he's going to be something because he blocked a lot of stuff that Cameron shot at him. Butcher has done nothing but block. I would say the official should be giving him another stalling. We get hammered on him, but there it is. So 1 point for Cameron.
12 to 5. He needs a takedown to get a major.
Yep. What's going on here? Oh, something happened with Butcher.
So 25 seconds and counting. He needs a takedown to get a major out of this. We're trying to get her under hook.
Every point is big. Oh, he had a hold of the leg and he just couldn't get it done. Oh, Bitker blocked out as good as he could.
Oh, and he saved the team point. 13 to 5, making the score 18 for Team United and 24 for Minnesota. With that, we'll take this break and come back with the next weight class after this.
Fender bender? Major collision? Don't stress. Call Tufty Auto Body and Sales in Madison. They handle the dents, the dings, and full repairs like it never happened. Tufty Auto Body works with all insurance providers and offers free estimates. Fast, friendly, and flawless. That's Tufty Auto Body's promise. Call 320-598-3770 or visit Tufty Auto Body and Sales Facebook page. That's Tufty Auto Body and Sales, where your car comes back better than ever.
Back here at Norbert Boyd.
Christian Norbert, I'm not sure.
Mason Javers, a sophomore for Indiana, ranked sixth in the state in Class A. We're not sure who the United wrestler is, but Javers leading three takedown to one, and now he's just got another takedown. Got the first takedown, came back with a single leg on the second, let United wrestler go, and then came back with a another takedown. And he almost had him on his back, and now he let him go again. It's a 6-2, 45 seconds left in the first period. Yeah. Do they know who it is? No. We don't know. 25 seconds left in the first period. 9-2 right now. Now, with another takedown. Oh, and got the cradle and brings them over, and there's a call. At 1 minute and 50 seconds. Making the score now in the order 30 and 18 for Team United. We'll go up to the next weight class. Brock Fear, Bentley Botham. Brock Fear, ranked in the state, number
number three in the state. He's got a shoulder taped up, or braced up. So, does a nice shuck, throws a Bentley by him. Now he's trying to put in that far side cradle. He's got it locked up. He's bringing him over.
They like their cradles.
Yeah, they do. And there's a fall. 28 seconds. For Rock Fear. And we're up to 189 at 189 for Team United, and I think it's an alternate.
Yep.
Brody Anderson, a sophomore against Ryan Rohde, a senior. Ryan had a good evening here with a couple wins. Actually, a big one against New London Spicer.
We need three pins to tie it. So it's a big task for the boys up in the upper weights.
Yeah. Their heavyweight is ranked in the state.
Right.
Fifty seconds left, no score in the first period. Minnesota's going to win the match. 36-18 right now.
Brian's got him both down and goes around behind and gets the takedown. It's a 3-0 lead with 34 seconds. Oh, now he throws the cradle in on Anderson. This is a tight cradle. There's a fall. Very nice.
At 1 minute and 35 seconds. So 36-24. And the 215 and heavyweight left. We don't have people for those both weights, so
right.
They're going to win. They're over the top.
Cale Fear and Gabe Lowry.
Well, he's ranked at 285. Yeah. Here is. So he's a. Picks him up, goes to a single, picks Lowry up, and gets the takedown, and then right away lets. Gave Lowry go
loose. There's been a long line of fears come through this Minnesota wrestling program.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it's about the same turnout for the Boffins and the United program.
Yeah.
There is a boatload of them down in the lower grades. There he takes. Gave down again. Nice little double leg. Shouldn't say little when they're both big boys. Slid in there pretty nicely. Got Gabe broke down right over on the side of the mat, trying to run a farmer. Got to be careful where he puts his feet. That's the whole key to there. He gets him rolled over.
There's a pass of ball at 1 minute and 41 seconds. 42-24, and then Team United's got somebody going out there.
Josh Kranz for us.
Josh Kranz.
One of the big guys from Minnesota. Shulton, yeah.
Shulton with Jackson Shulton, the junior for Minnesota, and Josh Kranz, the sophomore. Shulton got a takedown. And that's where we're at right now.
Kranz trying to get back up on his feet. Shulton tried to put in a power half there, but Kranz powered up through it, tried to get up to his feet. Now Shulton has slid up a little more on his shoulders, getting pretty high for a heavyweight. Kranz has got a hold of the inside leg, but he gets it back. 45 seconds to go here, first period. Kranz coming up on his feet. Shulton grabs one ankle, picks it up, and chips him back down. Right in parallel on the body. Trying to run the butcher here. He's got Kranz's arm underneath and pulling him over the top, and there he is.
Yeah, there's a fall. At 1 minute and 40 seconds, making the final score, Minnesota 48 and Team United 24. So with that, we'll take this break, and when we come back, we'll do the Neon Needles for the third and final time this evening. After this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. One of our sports boosters is CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster.
Seed partner that makes choice their number one priority, it's time to make a change for the better with AP Select. With a true passion for farming and a desire to help growers prosper beyond their expectations, AP Select brings excitement, pride, and innovative thinking to the seed industry. You have a choice. Make it count. Visit APselect.com. AP Select. Better by choice.
For all your AgriPartner product needs, contact Ryan Smith Seeds at 320-226-1079. That's 320-226-1079. Ryan Smith Seeds.
Sports.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089, with Dr. Clint Bond.
Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer, located East Highway 212 in Dawson, invites you to come on in and check out their great selection of new and used vehicles. Some nice local used pickups on the lot right now. A 2022 Ford F-150 Super Crew Lariat, sharp local trade, only 31,000 miles on it. Or how about a 2019 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT, nicely equipped, 3.5 EcoBoost, and only 98,000 miles on it. Or a 2018 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT, clean local trade, sale price just $18,495. Check these and other great vehicles on the lot now at Lee Motor Company, or check them out online at www.leemtrco.com. Give them a call, 320-769-2365.
What you gonna do with all the money you save
at Jubilee Foods in Madison, Minnesota. Check their flyer each and every week for big savings. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Jubilee Foods in Madison is your locally owned grocery store. They bag your groceries and carry them right to your car. Jubilee Foods, Madison.
What you gonna do with all the money you save?
And be sure to like Jubilee Foods on Facebook.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison. Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex premium diesel fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Well, back here at the Dawson Boyd, the final Neon Needles post-match, this is our win. Colin Rosendahl against number five-ranked wrestler, Aiden Danielson. Danielson picked up a fall at 119, and Mineola started off 6-0.
At 114, Griffin Johnson went out against his brother, Hunter Danielson, got pinned at the 56-second mark, putting Mineola ahead 12-0.
Then at 121, Eli Olson, just a wildfire in the first two periods, scoring all his points, 9 points. He won 9-4 over Landon Collin, and put United on the board for the first time, trailing 12-3.
At 127, Gavin Mortensen put on a clinic again, scored 20 points. Tech called Quentin Anderson, so that made the score Mineola 12, United 8.
And at 133, Blake Mead won by fall at the minute 20 over Brandon Drayden, made the score 18-8 in favor of Mineola.
At 139, Ivor Heinrich came out against Adam Devlamek, a kid that's been around for a long, long time wrestling varsity. He got pinned at the 114 mark, making the team score Mineola 24, United 8.
At 145, Ben Gunlickson won by fall over Owen Mervick at 25 seconds, making the score then 14, United 24, Mineola.
At 152, Cameron Sathern went out, ran up a major score, ended up winning 13-5, making the score Mineola 24, United 18.
At 160, Mason Jabbers, state rank for Mineola, won by fall at a minute 50 over Christian Nornberg, making the score then 30-18.
At 172, Bentley Boffin went out against tough Brock Fear, got caught, put on his back, and got pinned at the 28-second mark, making the score Mineola 36, United 18.
And at 189, Braden won by fall at 135, giving Team United are their last points, trailing at that point 36-24.
At 215, Gabe Lowry went out against Kale Fear and ended up getting pinned at the 141 mark, making the score then, let's see, we got to get on the right line here, Mineola 42, United 24.
And then at 285, Jason Jarn won by fall over Josh Kranz, and your final score 48-24. And your Neon Needles performer of the match was Gavin Mortensen, and the wall car wash move of the match was Eli Olson in those first two periods where he was scrambling around
after it.
Yeah, so head coach Hank Ireland, just turn the volume
up. It is, I think. Yep.
With us now. Well, you won two and lost one.
Yep, it was nice to get two wins against section opponents, and now with the win over New London twice here, that should give us the top two, at least the top two seed in the north of our section, so we should get a home section event. So
oh, good. Yeah.
Good to cinch up now and going into Thursday, Marshall, that should determine the one seed for the north, so another big duel.
Good time for that win.
Yep, that was a big win, and we needed that, and the boys wrestled hard, and we got a couple guys out, and
right.
Even the guys we put in there, the younger ninth grade leaguers, a lot of them, they stepped up and wrestled well,
did well.
And Mineota was a tough team. We knew coming in that it would take a lot to get them, but they wrestled hard.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, there were some good matchups there, and we commented on your New London one. You saved a point with a tech fall at 145 or 38.
Yeah, 139.
And then picked up a tech fall right at the end of Ben Gunnlaugson's match, and then the thing that put you over the top was Rhodey with the pin.
Yep, it was a big win to cinch it up and clinch it, and then gave it a nice tight match. It was good to see that he can go in there and win that match for us, too. He just came up a little short at the end of overtime, but it was a good match for him.
Oh, yeah. And he was really trying to get that takedown at the end of the regulation and then at the very end of the overtime, too, for his period.
Yeah, he was. It was a good match for him.
Yeah, he's really improved. So, all right, well.
We got Marshall Thursday, and then we got a quad in St. Cloud on Friday, busy week, and then Griffin goes off to state on Saturday.
So yeah.
Busy week for us. Yeah, it started off pretty bad there with Matthew getting injured. That was a rough injury.
What happened there? Was that the wrist or shoulder?
I think it was elbow.
Elbow.
Yeah, he planted it, and the kid rolled through. It was just a wrestling move.
Yeah. And, I mean, they stopped right away, so it was nothing cheap about it.
No.
He just got his arm caught.
Unfortunate, and hopefully he heals up fast.
Yeah, hopefully it's nothing serious.
And once again, talk about that quad on Friday. That's a good one.
St. Cloud Tech, and we see St. Cloud Crush. They're called at St. Cloud Tech and Apollo. And then it's Monticello is also there, and Chaska Chanhassen is there. So a couple big AAA schools that we don't get to see, and they have full lineups, so we'll go there and get some good matches.
Yeah, we need that. So, well, it was good that you were able to pick up New London Spicer, and the outcome is really helped, too, for us.
Yep, for sure.
For what you said, for seeding purposes, both team-wise and individual-wise. So, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, thanks for being here, guys.
Yep.
Thanks. Good job. Keep her up.
So, with that, Danny, I guess we're done for the evening. And once again, Team United ended up with two wins and one loss and two section wins. That's the big ones.
Yeah. Okay. It really didn't matter much what we did with Mineota. I mean, other than a confidence builder, that's not going to hurt our record. But, it was good to get the section teams, get wins against them.
So, I want to thank Paul Ramo to come up here and try something new. I guess we were on the local channel 8 in Madison for most of the night, and then of course doing the match. And thanks a lot for Phil Werpy at the control panels. Didn't know how much break that we would take between the second and third match, but we got them over as quickly as we could.
With all the other stuff involved, it takes some time, but it worked.
So, for Danny Lee, this has been Dick Newman, signing off for another night. Good night, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodnable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State